Psalm 51 was written by Catullus in 57 BC and is an especially interesting deviation from the rest of his work. The poem is in fact not an original piece, but a free translation of Fragment 31, a poem written by the Greek love poetess Sappho in the early 7th century BC. Sappho is from the Aegean island of Lesbos and was believed to be a sexual and literary educator for young girls before sending them off into marriage. Fragment 31 details one such instance in which Sappho describes her physical and emotional reactions to seeing one of her girls with a man. Now, why would Catullus have chosen to use Fragment 31 as the basis for 51? While it is likely Catullus was simply a fan of Sappho's work, it is also speculated that Catullus chose Fragment 31 as a way to sneakily declare his love for Clodia Metelli, a girl Catullus nicknamed Lesbia in honor of Sappho. Indeed, one Latin scholar explains that poem 51 was aimed to be a cautious attempt to catch Lesbia's eye, for if he revealed too much too soon, he could always explain it away as a mere literary exercise. In the first three stanzas of poem 51, Catullus is very careful to follow Sapphic meter and translates the lines very closely from Sappho's original Greek. The poem begins by pointing out an unnamed man sitting next to Lesbia, who is described as being above the gods. According to Roman custom, this would have been a rash comparison to make, as humans could not be considered superior to the gods. Catullus thus uses this comparison to justify the lucky man's presence with Lesbia. Now, as Catullus continues to observe Lesbia laughing and conversing with this man, he starts to experience a rather unfortunate series of lovesick symptoms. One interesting literary feature found in these lines is a syndeton, or absence of conjunction, which is located between the verbs torpet, meaning to freeze, demanat, meaning to burn, tintinat, meaning to ring, and tigentor, meaning to cover. Catullus is first struck with the numbness and loss of speech, and then proceeds to suffer from ringing in the ears and an apparent loss of vision, which is poetically conveyed as lights covered by twin nights, in which lights is an extended metaphor for Catullus's eyes. However, it is in the last stanza where this poem gets shaken up a bit, for Catullus breaks free from Fragment 31 in order to warn himself against the idle leisure of observing Lesbia. To help emphasize, Catullus uses the literary device of anaphora by repeating the Latin word odium, meaning leisure, three times in the four-line period. Now, although leisure sounds relatively harmless, ancient Romans actually thought excessive leisure to be responsible for making men debauched and effeminate. Certainly not the image Catullus would be going for in his quest to win over Lesbia. The English translation for poem 51 is as follows. It seems to me that man is equal to a god, or, if it is morally right to say, is greater than a god. For he is the lucky man sitting across from you, who watches and listens intently as you're laughing sweetly, an act which snatches all sense away from my miserable self. For the instant I caught sight of you, Lesbia, nothing is left for me. There is no voice left in my mouth. My tongue is motionless. The thin flame goes out of my weakened limbs. My ears ring with their own sound, and my eyes are covered by twin night skies. Beware, Catullus, for leisure creates trouble for you. Though you now rejoice and delight in its excess, leisure has, before, ruined great kings and beautiful cities. Ille mi par esse deo vedetur. Ille, si fos est, superare divos. Qui sedens adversus, identitem, te spectat et audet, dulce redentum, misero quod omnis irripit sensus mihi. Nam simul te, Lesbia, aspexi, nihil est super mi, vocus in ore. Lingua sed torpet, tenuis sub artus, flamma demanat, sonitus suopte tintinat aures. Gemina tegentur lumina nocte. Otium, Catulle, tibi molestum est. Otio exultas nimiumque gestus. Otium et reges, prius et beatas. Perdidit urbes. Thank you for listening.